Personally, I'll tell you honestly, I don't believe that in the New Testament any Christian should live a life defeated by conscious sin. That's not God's will. Unconscious sin, I have, you have. Till the day Jesus comes, we will all have areas of our life which we don't understand. But the areas where we see, we must have victory. It's like, you know, when the children of Israel went into the land of Canaan, they didn't occupy the whole of Canaan in one day. It took many years. They would see one giant, kill him, occupy his territory. And then they would kill another giant, occupy his territory. Think of each giant as some sin in your life. Maybe anger. That's a massive giant. Or sexually dirty thoughts. You say, boy, I'm going to kill this giant and occupy his territory. But that doesn't mean that you've occupied the whole land of Canaan. There are many other giants, but you can't kill them till you see them. So even if I've killed two or three strong giants in one area, I'm not proud. I say, boy, there are a whole lot of other giants up north, and somebody asked me, hey, well, you're not killing them. I say, well, how can I kill them till I see them? When I occupy this territory, I move on to the next area, I kill that giant. As I kill giants, I see more and more. And I'll never finish till Jesus comes. That is the Christian life. See, for example, in 1 John chapter 3. I'm just trying to explain to you things that you probably never hear taught in any other church. And I dare to say that. If you hear these things, let me know. I'd be delighted to see and meet and fellowship with people who are also eager to proclaim the whole purpose of God. But I've been a Christian 57 years. And I've covered most of the different groups in Christendom, and I hardly find these truths proclaimed anywhere. Think of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. It says, we are already children of God. Everybody knows that. But it has not yet appeared what we shall be. I mean, he says, this is what we are now. We are born again, justified by faith in Christ, maybe filled with the Holy Spirit. Great. But what are you going to be? I hope you know what you're going to be. It says in the next part of that verse, when Christ appears, that's what we're waiting for, we will be like him. Because we will see him just as he is. We will be like him. That's our goal. That's the finishing line of this marathon race. And if you are, let me paraphrase verse 3 like this. If you are really running this race and you're not on some other track, marathon race is going on here, how to know whether you're on this track or on some other track where nobody's running or which is not counted? You will be doing something. You will purify yourself till you reach his level of purity. In other words, you'll keep on killing the giants in Canaan till the last giant is killed. And I want to say to you in Jesus' name, none of us have killed all the giants. Not you, not me. We will be like him only when he comes. But we shouldn't sit in one corner of Canaan saying, I've killed one giant and I've occupied his territory. There are 500 giants still to be killed. What about them? Don't say, I've entered the land of Canaan and I've killed one giant. The whole purpose of entering the land of Canaan is to kill every single giant there and occupy the land for God. The land of Canaan is this body, head to foot. And there are many giants that have ruled this: bitterness, jealousy, anger, dirty thoughts, love of money, telling lies, all types of things. Giants that have ruled the land, and God says, drive them out, and this land belongs to me from head to foot because Jesus purchased it on the cross. Don't tolerate any of those giants. Now, if there are giants you have not seen, for example, some of the giants you have not seen could be an unthankful attitude towards somebody. You may not see that. Or you haven't encouraged somebody you should have encouraged. Those are things we don't see. But start with the ones you see. And purify yourself. And when do you stop? If anybody sits back and says, I've reached, he's absolutely blind. We have to stop when we become like Him. This is the whole purpose of God for the individual. That I might run this race, whichever way you put it, or purify yourself as He is pure. And so when people say, you're just a bunch of people sitting and purifying yourself. No. When we say we become like Jesus, it does not mean only holiness and love. It also means ministry. There was nobody who worked as hard as Jesus. He never took a holiday in 3.5 years. You know that? He wasn't sitting like a monk in some monastery purifying himself. No. He worked hard as a carpenter. And he purified himself then. And he worked hard as a full-time worker, traveling the length and breadth of Israel, walking hundreds of miles. He was, to become like Jesus means like that, to serve Him, not just purifying my thoughts and my language and sitting at home all the time. So becoming like Jesus includes life and ministry, to become like Him in every area. But it's not only ministry. It's not just evangelism, 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 and it doesn't matter how I live. No. Jesus lived 33.5 years a pure life and 3.5 years of full-time ministry. Divide 3.5 by 33.5. 1/10. 1/10 he emphasized ministry. So our life must be 10 times more important than our ministry to us. And yet Jesus did such a lot in His life. He did such a lot that towards the end of His life He could say, I have finished, Father, I have finished the work You gave me to do. If you don't know that verse, please turn with me to John 17. Jesus accomplished the full purpose of His Father here on earth. John 17 verse 4. I have glorified You on earth, Father. How did I glorify You on earth? By finishing the work which You gave me to do. Many of us say, I want to glorify God. I'll tell you how you can glorify God. By finishing the particular work that God planned for you when you came out of your mother's womb. In fact, when you were in your mother's womb. All of us, if you're a true child of God, if you're really born again, and you've given your life to Christ, made Jesus Lord of your life, then I want to tell you something. God knew about that millions of years ago. Millions of years ago, God looked into the future and saw you and me accepting Christ. Sometime, in my case, 1959. Your case, I don't know when. But He saw that. When did He see it? Millions of years ago, before I was born. Before you were born. And therefore He planned something for you to do. And so when you were in your mother's womb, He equipped you with the particular personality and gifts that He would, that you would need to serve Him. I believe that. I don't believe that I'm superior to people because I can teach God's word. No. God called me for that purpose, and so in my mother's womb, He gave me the type of mind and memory that's needed for this ministry. I can't take any credit for it. And if you're called to be something else, He equipped you for it. He won't make you like me because your ministry is not mine. You've got some other part of ministry in the body of Christ. But there is a work that you have to do. Listen to this. There's a work that God wants you to do that nobody else other than you can do. And you, when you come to the end of your life, should be able to say, Lord Jesus, I finished the work You gave me to do. But do you know what a lot of Christians are going to be able to say? Lord, I took care of my children. I educated them. I brought them up well and I got them married. And I got them established and then I retired. Shame on you. If that's all you can say, that's for the godless unbeliever to have that type of testimony. It's an absolute shame if you're in a CFC church and that's all you live for. Then I brought up my children, educated them, clothed them, got them married, and settled down to a retired life. I say, go and join some other church. This is not where you belong. You don't belong here. This is not our goal. Our goal is to proclaim the whole purpose of God, and we want everybody to be passionate to finish the work God prepared for you and planned for you before you left your mother's womb.